All right, so I want to start out by giving you guys a definition of boudoir, which is what I do. I'm a boudoir photographer. Most of the time when I say that to people, they say, boudoir what? And I used to be one of those people. So boudoir is intimate portraiture, mainly for women, women, femme individuals, and it celebrates your body. So you are wearing nothing but lingerie or a bra and panty set. Sometimes I get you down to just a sheet. It's my favorite thing. And I'm just there to uplift you and celebrate you and capture what is already there, which is that you are absolutely beautiful. So how did I become a boudoir photographer? And it seems really unlikely for me. I grew up in a more conservative religious environment, and that meant that I never really felt like my body belonged to me. And it was never anybody's intent. There's no anger there or anything like that, but it belonged to everybody else before me. It belonged to God first. It belonged to my future husband or men to look at, and it belonged to other women to judge and compete with. I was last. So it's taken me a long time to undo that. But in 2019, I was working in retail, and I was doing photography on the side. So I fell in love with photography. I was learning lighting. I was working on portraits, headshots, family photos. I had no idea that boudoir was even a thing at this point. So I have a friend that works for a national boudoir company, and she had them reach out to me in 2019, and they said, hey, do you think you want to learn this genre of photography and come work for us? And I said, I don't know. So my first task was to do a practice session, but before I did that, I had to sit down at my computer and Google, what is boudoir? And what came up were all these images of really tiny women in even tinier outfits that had more sex appeal in their, like, pinky finger than I've ever had in my whole body. And I was like, this seems intense, but I'm intrigued. And so I gave it a try, and I had my good friend get dolled up. I went over to her house, and I just said, I just want to practice this. Let me just see if I can do it. She's amazing. Long story short here, I went in knowing like two things about boudoir, which was like, you're going to want your hand in your hair and let's bend that knee. And that's really it. I had Googled it. I was like, I'm so confident. I was like, get on the bed, get into a sexy pose. And it doesn't work. Little did I know how nuanced this genre of photography is. Like, I pose people now head to toe. I pose your expression down to like how your toes are pointed. I didn't know that then. So I left, and long story short, I took some kind of not so great photos of a really beautiful person. And I said, I don't think it's for me. clearly, something happened. I'm going to fast forward maybe 6 to 9 months. I was still working that retail job when the pandemic hit, and they sent us home. And I finally had all this time to just like dedicate to photography. So I really worked on honing my craft. And around this time, the company reached back out, and they said, hey, we're still looking for people for our team. You look like you've really been working on honing your craft. And I was like, I have, thank you. and so I decided to give it another try, this time with a whole new mindset of, like, I can turn my future into whatever I want it to be, and maybe this is it. So I booked maybe 10 to 20 more practice sessions with other women that I knew. I went to their homes, and I just started practicing. I got some lights, and I started to get better. I started to do, people started giving me good feedback, and then one day, I had a client that made me realize how important the work was that I was doing. I had this absolutely gorgeous woman as my client. She was very petite. She had this beautiful flowing hair. She honestly like had everything that I thought like a happy person would have. She was gorgeous. She had a husband that adored her. She was also really talented. And then on top of it all, and this is the most annoying part, she was also incredibly nice. So I'm sitting here with this like annoyingly nice human being on her sofa, and I asked her, why are you doing boudoir? I figured her answer would be, I'm just doing it for fun. It seemed cool. I'm hot. Yes. And her answer really surprised me. So I ask everybody why they're doing boudoir at the start of their session. It gives me a chance to connect with them, and it gives me a chance to provide a more meaningful experience for somebody. And her answer was that she had struggled with eating disorders her whole life. She had body dysmorphia, for those who don't know, sorry. It's when you look into the mirror and you literally can't see what other people see. And I think this is all society telling us these things. Like, we grew up hearing that skinny people were fat. So, of course, we're going to look in the mirror and judge ourselves really harshly. And so she tells me this, and I, in that moment, I was like, oh, wow, this is actually really important work. So I put a little extra oomph into her session. I put her in really powerful poses. I wanted her to see herself in just a completely new light. And at the end of the session, and when I got her photos back to her, she had nothing to say but, that's not me. And she was like, "That it can't be, it's not me." And I said, it definitely is, and we all see it, and I'm so glad that you have this keepsake now to look back on when you can't see what the rest of us do. So that was like the turning point for me. I was like, boudoir is really cool. It seems weird, but it's really cool. I'm going to fast forward now a little bit further. This is actually just a few months ago. I finally, after 700 boudoir sessions and starting my own business here in Baltimore, decided I needed to get in front of the camera. So I had a friend to do my session. And when you have a photographer friend to take your photos, it's like an unspoken rule that you could either get your photos back like the next day or it could be like next year. So I'm somewhere in the middle. I haven't seen the photos yet, but suddenly I am in front of the camera. And this friend is saying to me like, all right, pull the girls together, throw your head back, bend your knee, point your toe, bring that hand behind your back, bring that hand up and see your hair, look down, not that far down, lift your chin, shoulder down. And I was just like in this whirlwind of this experience. And the one thing that I hadn't done before I went into it was ask myself why. I was like, why did I subject myself to this? Obviously, because I want to know what it feels like for my clients and just be able to relate to them that way. But my other reason that I came up with was that I have lived so long in my skin, struggling to meet like the bar of self-acceptance. I know like body positivity and I know self-love. Those are like hot words right now, but that is such a high bar, the way that it's phrased. And the girls on Instagram and TikTok that are always celebrating that are like, yes, I'm so hot. And I'm like, I don't feel like that most days. Can I just get to a level where I look in the mirror and say, you're good today? I realized that was my why. I needed to hit just a base bar of self-acceptance on an everyday level. And that's what I want for all of my clients, too. It's just to hit a base of, I am okay as I am in my skin. Because at the end of the day, as much as we want to take in outside sources, sometimes we give our power to people and they write our story for us about our own bodies. But it's time to just rewrite our own stories and feel good in our skin. And I feel like a woman that is comfortable in her body can do anything. Thank you.